Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bones & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host, hello, Mom, hostess with the mostest.
How are you? Hello, Emily. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday and happy July, everyone. I hope that you all had the time of your life this weekend celebrating the 250th anniversary of America.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking today, you know how you're let down? At least I'm always let down the day after my birthday.
Yes.
That's kind of, I didn't feel that way right after July 4th. I feel like it today.
I kind of agree with you. I think it hit a little bit more today.
Yeah.
And what I always kind of get thrown off is because before you know it, you're in mid-July.
Right.
You're like, oh my gosh, July 4th, beginning of July. No. I feel like by the time we get our footing, it is the middle of July.
Right. Dad and I were walking this morning. He said, if I told you it was July 7th, I mean, if I told you it was January 7th, you would think, oh my gosh, this is so long. But poof, it's going to go quickly.
Yeah, no, it's going to fly. Wait, what does that mean?
I think he was just saying like,
I don't get that.
It's already July 7th, but like January 7th, it goes so slowly.
Oh, in the month. I see what you mean.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
I'm so sorry. That was kind of a stupid point.
Awesome.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see what he means. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I hope you guys all had a great weekend. We had so much fun. A great July 4th and just overall like great vibes, you know? And I feel like in years past, we've been taken out by holidays, you know? Like we are just taken out as a family. We're exhausted. Like you really feel like you've been hit by a bus. I don't feel like I was hit by a bus necessarily,
no,
which is kind of nice because we were able to kind of jump right back into it this week.
Right.
And it was like the perfect balance between fun and seeing people, but then also relaxation and recharging.
Yes.
And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that July 4th landed on a Saturday. So it was really like maybe Friday night festivities all day Saturday, and then people were like shutting it down Sunday.
Yeah, I think so. You summed it up perfectly. And it kind of helped. There was a huge cozy rainstorm on Sunday morning.
Yes, that was unexpected here.
Yeah, in fact, one of our neighbors at the lake house was like, wasn't that fantastic? It was a man.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny because he also agreed. It was like the weather gave us a chance to take a little break.
I think because everyone was like, it was so cozy and rainy in the morning, I think that also was like people are like, all right, we're done. And then kind of, but Saturday was beautiful. And it was so nice. And we had a big heat wave last week, but I feel like it did kind of cool off with the rain and everything on Friday and Saturday. You guys know how we love to talk about the weather.
Love to talk about the weather. It was, I actually thought that July 4th in the Cleveland area was perfect weather.
It was perfect weather. And Friday evening, we had a really fun party at a friend's house, which was so nice. It did rain. We will stop talking about the weather in a second, but it did rain on Friday. As we were going to the party, it looked like, honestly, like the heavens had opened up, but it was nice because the party, the people who hosted, they had like a big barn and stuff. So everybody was in there and it was still like such a lovely time. And they have this beautiful house on the lake.
Yeah,
so that was really fun. And there was like a ton of people that we knew and they're like far out, kind of essentially in the middle of nowhere, but it was like fun. You know what I mean? It was like this big party on the lake and it was like with a bunch of people that we knew.
They had fireworks,
they had a reggae band, they had food trucks. Like they really went all out for it. All four of us, all the kids, Connor, Claire, myself, and Elizabeth, we went and it was so much fun. And it was the perfect place to wear my Cinquecept set that you and I got back in May. And I'm so glad we got that. I feel like I can't stop posting about that set. I promise. I think I'm done sharing it. I think you guys get it.
We can retire the set.
But it was like the perfect little thing because
you look darling. And Elizabeth had a really cute outfit that she got in Chicago at Batique, which is a store we've done pop-up shops at, and she looked really cute. It was pants and a little top.
It was from a brand. It was called Double A. I had never heard of it.
We need to look it up.
Batique always has really cool brands. I feel like she sources good
things. She really does, and different. And Claire had on, you guys blended all well. You had a short set. Elizabeth had a pants set. Claire had a really cute dress on.
Yeah. No, we looked good. It was a nice little combo.
Do you know who looked really good all weekend? Henry.
Henry. Henry's outfits for the weekend were, I mean, he was also the star of the show.
He was. And he did outfit changes and he was our sparkler all weekend. long.
He had his arms out at one point. Everything that you guys got, he had like that cute little sweater, like a basically a Ralph Lauren baby
he
sweater.
Did. And just even putting that on him was hilarious. He was not liking something coming over his head like that, but he looked charming.
He looked charming, and he was so good all weekend. I can't believe it was his first July 4th.
It was really cute. And I had gotten them, if anyone needs a good gift idea, I think it was Pottery Barn Kids or Nordstrom. It's a little set of bibs, and it's the first Christmas, first Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's so cute. So he had his first Independence Day.
That's so cute. Oh, Independence Day. That's so cute.
Yeah.
So everyone, like the night before at the party for with some friends that we hadn't seen in a while, the first thing they were saying to Claire was, oh my gosh, like Henry is so cute. He's the cutest little baby. So that was also fun. Claire was like, oh my gosh, stop, guys. Yeah. Like, she's like, tell me more.
He's really cute. We took him to the parade.
Yes.
And that was when he wore his finest look.
I would say so.
Yeah, it was a little English, and it was gingham, and it had three crocheted flags across it. Darling.
He looks so cute. Yeah. And you also got, what are those called? It's like a little tent for the beach for babies.
I don't know what it's called, but it's really cute. It folds up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't totally love it, but you know what he did love? Is we have one of those beach wagons. It's Business and Pleasure is the brand. And it has really high sides. And Terry uses it to transport chairs and umbrellas.
Yeah.
We lined it, Connor lined it with towels. And he sat in there. And he's very good at sitting, but he's not 100%.
Uh-huh.
So he was contained.
He was contained. And he really loved it. It was little play wagon crib.
And it's because it has big wheels, it's kind of high. So we were in our beach chairs, our sand chairs, and he was like right at eye level.
Which I think he also liked, maybe being directly on the beach, like on the sand.
Yeah.
He liked having, you know, he was too close to the sand.
We
close
put
to
him,
everything.
We laid him down in this like little tent thing, and I think he thought he was screwed. Like, why are you guys leaving me in here?
He probably was a little confused.
Yeah. And he was laying on the sand.
For like 5 minutes.
I mean, I know there was like something between him and the sand, but maybe when he can sit up more.
I feel like you had some really great recipes. A lot of the recipes that we shared with you guys were in the works, in real life. They were so good. You did the baked blueberry brie, which you made like a really big portion of it. And it was so delicious as an appetizer this weekend.
It was really good. And the blue and white mixed together, it was yummy.
It was really good. And then you also did cheesy potatoes. We had leftover strawberry bread. You made like a really good egg casserole. We did a lot of grilling, which was super fun.
We did kebabs.
Burgers and kebabs. Yes. Yeah,
it was good. The food was on point. I was happy with everything, weren't you?
Oh my God, it was delicious. It was really good.
Yeah.
So overall, the weekend was great. I liked my looks. It was, like I said, just a great balance of everything. And I'm happy, though, to be back in a routine.
Same.
Back to work and back in the office, back in the studio.
Yes, we stayed at the Lake House last night, two nights ago, on Sunday night. And I red, white, and blued everything.
Yes, you took everything down and lots of loads of laundry and kind of, because we really do, like, obviously the Lake House is very festive all summer, but you have specific July 4th decor that is only put up for that, you know, couple of days. And I like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's immediately taken down and replaced with just good coastal Lake House finds.
Yeah, and I had bunting up that was really cute. And Dad went out. I used zip ties to do that. He took those all down on Sunday, which was great.
Yeah. And then you had like a really cute little basket on the gate of our fence, which was cute. You hadn't done that before. That was a new addition.
Yeah, that was cute.
It was super cute.
I tried to put it on the door, but it didn't look right. So I put it on the gate.
No, I loved the gate. So overall, I thought it was just like a sweet little weekend. And I hope you guys had a great weekend as well, celebrating 250. And I feel like we're really in the thick. This is like the heart of summer now, which I really.
We're here. We've arrived.
We've arrived. We can. if one thing we can do is talk about the calendar and the weather a lot. We talk about this too much.
We're your girls.
We're here for that too.
Yes. What is your bow?
I would say my bow was just the weekend. I mean, it was so lovely and it was just like so nice. I don't really have a major low. I went on the jet ski on Saturday, like afternoon after we were at the beach all day. And then Sunday morning I woke up and this was like the first year where things were not feeling correct.
Aligned.
You know, normally like I'm just like a little sore, but I was like, I feel like I am getting older because my whole body hurts. Ooh. So I would say that was maybe my low.
Elizabeth was doing tricks out there. Are you a trickster?
No, I don't do. No. Well, we're both pretty like, not, I don't even know what the right word is. Like we're good at jet skiing, which is like not hard to be good at jet ski, by the way. It's like not a talent at all.
It's like I'm good at, I mean, I guess you could be a good driver. Good at,
like walking.
Yeah.
She does tricks out on the water and it cracks me up. And we usually, she just does it for like me and whoever else is out there. And so I did videotape her because, yeah. And like sometimes when we have friends up at the lake, she'll start doing it. It's definitely for like a laugh and like for attention, yeah. Which I love it. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, she will like kneel. I don't even know if I should be saying this. I feel like the boat police are kind of coming at us. She'll like kneel on the seat and she can like kick her leg up, or like before she can like stand on the front of the jet ski. She does like crazy stuff out there.
She's pretty cautious.
No, she's cautious. Like it's crazy for us. Yes, our benchmark for crazy is like an afternoon coffee.
Right.
So,
right.
But yes, she can do some funny tricks out there. And we also like, I always tell her we go close in. Like we don't do this out in the middle of the lake. I like make her push it right. In closer to the beach.
Yeah.
So in case anyone ever like falls off the jet ski, like you can swim to shore. Yeah. It's super close. So yeah, the jet skiing is always super fun. And I like when there's like a bunch of people out on the water and mm-hmm. stuff, because it just is like, you're like waving and whatever. But yeah, I was super sore when I woke up. And then I don't even think I told you this. I feel like I have just been... something happened to my like endurance. Like sometimes I feel like I get out of breath quickly. So I decided to go for a walk/run last night.
Oh, how'd that go?
I ran 2 miles.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. I used Strava, which Elizabeth's been on a running kick.
That sounds like a pastry
ran 2 miles.
To me.
Yeah.
Strava.
Strava.
Sounds like
Strava.
Strava. Like a Strava. Good dessert.
Yeah. Like a puff
every
pastry.
Every time you guys say it, I'm like, that sounds good with some coffee.
Yeah. So I ran 2 miles last night and it was fun. Just getting outside. It reminded me of my
tennis days. Did you have to walk?
Yeah, obviously. I was.
Is it a run walk?
It was a run walk.
Run limp walk.
Run hobble. Run crawl. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get my, it just kind of
never thought of
like
you
a
as
run
a runner.
No, I'm not a runner at all. I like to walk. I like to go on walks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I was like, you know, I think I need to just keep up with my endurance.
That's a great idea.
So I did that, just a free run.
No stretching. Sometimes when I'm out walking, I see like a couple running and I think, they just put on their workout clothes and you're like, you know what? Let's just run. And you can see they're not like supposed to be running.
No, I just tore out of my apartment. I mean, I could have ruptured an Achilles and no one would have had any idea.
I love it.
I
love
it. I was like,
it.
God, this is really fun.
Yeah.
So, and then my shins are hurting today because of that. So I'm a little out of whack, but
okay,
I.
That was all good.
Yeah. The running, I'm fine with being sore. The jet ski, there's no reason for me to be sore because they didn't work out from that. I was just.
I think you're just holding yourself in different positions.
Like I have a little, like I get this from the
Jeez.
Driving it. It's a little intense. I don't think I can jet ski as much as
wow. I. Well, I'm proud of you for running. That's. I mean, I guess I'm proud. It's you went out and did a different exercise.
I needed to work out and I didn't want to go to my gym and do like an incline walk because it was such a beautiful night. So I thought, hey, let's go see what's going on in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that was
What's your bows and lows?
Well, my bow is definitely the weekend. I had a delightful July 4th weekend.
Yes.
I loved every minute of it. So that's for sure my bow. My low is probably last night. As you can tell, I had a sore throat last week or 2 weeks ago. I got it from Henry. And I haven't been sick in forever. And it has now turned into, I don't know if it's allergies. I feel perfectly fine. But on some nights, I get a tickle in my throat.
She gets these tickles all the time.
Or I get it during the day. And when you're laying down, I even have my bed propped up. And I fell asleep last night. So it was maybe like 10:15, 10:20. At 11 o'clock, I wake up and I have this tickle and I'm coughing and it wakes me up. It scares Terry. I think it's the middle of the night.
Yeah. It's 45 minutes after you fell asleep.
I mean, maybe a half an hour. I'm not even sure. So I have a throat lozenge. I have this throat spray and nothing's doing it. And then I'm laying there. You know, I lay there quietly like, okay, just hold your breath. Maybe it won't happen again.
Right, you're turning blue.
Because I really don't, I feel bad because it's alarming to a bedmate
right.
when you start this cough. And it's not even like a cough. It's just this tickle. So I never do this, but I said farewell. I said, I must go.
Gasping for air.
Yes. And I feel terrible. No, I'll go move. No, I'm like, I'll go. And it was very dramatic. I took my Kindle. I took my throat spray and my lozenge and my special pillow. And I made my way through the dark with my flashlight. And I went upstairs, which I think scared Elizabeth.
Sure.
Because she might have still been awake. And she's like, I heard something, but then I didn't hear something. And I read in bed. I propped myself up and I slept fine. I didn't know where I was when I woke up this morning.
No, you probably didn't at all because you were in a totally different. Do you remember when this happened and it was like months and it wouldn't go away? And then you got a prescription for
what did I
prednisone.
Get? We talked about it. I feel like we even talked about it on the podcast. It's back.
It's the exact same thing with the dripping and the and then it catches.
Yeah.
And it, you are coughing. I would see if you can get a prescription.
I'm going to seek help once I get off the phone because it ruins your sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And I'm really drippy as well. Again, we had this cold last week from Henry. It's gotten a little bit better, but there's something in the air when I come over here where I get really stuffy. Well,
it could be the air conditioning.
It could be the air conditioning. Yeah.
I don't know, but that is for sure my low. And I didn't know where I was this morning.
Well, let us know. I would definitely seek medical attention.
I'm going to because it's now gone on for a little bit. Like
you don't have the cold anymore. This is just left over.
Yeah. I'm blowing my nose. My nose is kind of running. It drips down periodically through the day.
We can't be sick
throughout
the summer.
I sound gravelly and
we're running
a show. I'm going to seek help.
We're running a show. We have to have our talent in tip-top shapes.
Yes. So this is, I'm going to take care of it.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah. So that's my low. Some other big things. How are you feeling? We have not talked about it in a day or two about, and you know more than I do, about Taylor and Travis's wedding.
I'm so happy you brought this up because I kind of wanted to review this. I feel like sometimes people like when we like review little events that have happened, I feel like this is a great time to do it coming off of the
big
weekend.
Event.
Huge event. Didn't mean it like that. Huge event. So it was obviously the wedding happened over the weekend and she did in fact get married at Madison Square Garden.
So exciting.
Which, I mean, I feel like everyone was saying that, oh, this couldn't be, but it was, it did. And I kind of understand it from a security perspective because there were so many famous people there that like I could totally see it had been such a target for everybody.
Oh, yeah. And so convenient.
Right. So convenient.
If I'm going to this wedding, it's easy to get there. I might already live in New York.
Right.
It's very, I actually think she was thinking of her guests.
And you know
well.
What? I also liked that this wasn't in Europe. Like, she kept it stateside for the 250th. She kept it in America.
Yeah.
She kept it in the biggest city of the world. I also thought that was good because I feel like with all these huge weddings, like, people are in Lake Como or they're in Venice or whatever.
So it was on Friday night,
right? It was on Friday night. The actual wedding was Friday. And then Thursday was the rehearsal dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I – a couple months back – if you recall, I was going off on the Met Gala. I was going off on the Met
you
Gala.
Were.
But this, everyone who attended the wedding is what I want the Met Gala to look like. They all looked lovely. They looked normal. They looked elegant. Like, it just looked like they were going out to a nice event. And it was not the I don't even know what the word
is. Well, I mean, the Met Gala, that is the idea. You're coming, it's sort of it is costumey. There's a theme to it, and you're trying to make an artistic statement.
Totally.
This but is, you're this going to a friend's wedding. So
I know, but I think when there were so many celebrities in one room, I mean, like, I see what you mean. Like, it's a completely different event.
I'm just
saying everyone looked, I thought they looked normal.
And you are... technically, you aren't trying to outdo the look of the bride.
No, right.
So you're a wedding guest. So there is a big difference.
I'm just saying, I think that they all look nice
for this
event. And I really like that people did a full, I wonder whose job this was to put this together, because people did a whole article of the guests. Every guest spotted at Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding from A to Z. That's a really big
That'd
article
be a fun
that somebody
project.
Had to put together. I feel like there was a team of
they
people doing
really
this.
They'd have to like source their
pictures
and
stuff.
Whatever. I think this is great because you would want to be in there. You would
of
want
course.
People to know that you went.
Absolutely. There was a lot of looks that I really liked and there were a lot of people there. There were so many guests. I'm kind of just like going through the list right now. Obviously, a lot of athletes were there. Hold on. I'm trying to get to some people that I like.
I think it's cool that there were this combo of stars and famous people and then regular people, you know, like Travis's aunts and uncles or Taylor's relatives. Like, that's that I was most excited for the regular people
I was
going to this event.
You're so right. And you know, like those regular people from Travis's childhood from Ohio who got the invitation, yeah, who are going, were so obviously excited, but also like so nervous not to do anything incorrectly, like take a picture,
sure,
or take out their phone or wear the right thing. Like it was, I would love to hear, what was the little story that you told the other day of...
I guess I can tell it. I don't know. My sister works with someone. This is like so many. My sister works with someone who is friends with somebody that was going to the wedding because he used to coach Travis.
Yeah.
In baseball, I think. But they had stayed friends and he did not say a word.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I think they had to sign loosely like an NDA, right, or right. I don't know, something. There were rules. And I feel like people really adhere. I mean, I would adhere to it.
I would be so, yes. I thought that was a cool connection. I mean, I always say this. I think everything comes back to Cleveland, mm-hmm, and it really does. I mean, he grew up in Westlake, Ohio, Travis, which is a town over from us. I mean, it's like the most normal place to live. And he's marrying the most famous woman in the world. So,
right,
like, as a whole, this is just a big win for Cleveland.
It sure is.
And a lot of the people like Baker and Emily Mayfield were there, and he used to play for the Browns, and he was like a big, at the time, he was the quarterback, and everybody liked him. Like, yeah. I think that's cool that they're there. There, obviously, there was the people from his childhood. Like, I think that's nice that he invited his baseball coach.
Yes.
Or, you know, to the wedding, because they've stayed in touch. So I think I support this because it's a win for Ohio. Like I think
it's a local win.
It's a local win. Like, I still think it's so crazy that Travis Kelce married Taylor Swift, because he grew up in Westlake. He went to Cleveland Heights, which is why his podcast is called New Heights. It's like a play off of where he played football in high school. Then did he go to Cincinnati, or was it just Jason?
I'm not sure. But I do think they do have a lot of ties.
Yeah, so Travis played at Cincinnati, which is also just a very normal place to go.
Right.
So, and she grew up in Pennsylvania and then obviously moved. So both of them kind of come from very normal grounding places.
Regular, yeah. They aren't regular.
Like he's just a Midwestern guy.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, and there's always rumors that he owns a home here.
Oh, I think they're in Cleveland a lot more than we know.
Yeah.
And I feel like she would also, you know, everyone always craps on Cleveland. And as we know, we're like the two biggest advocates along mm-hmm. with Terry. But yeah. I actually feel like Taylor would love coming to Cleveland.
Oh, I would think so.
Because it's quiet. It's everyone's nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty private if she wanted to be. I'm sure she's come in and out and we haven't even really known.
Right. And I think she would like it. I mean, she has that home in Watch Hill. That's a very small little town.
Yeah, yes.
So she would probably really like the privacy.
And I think a couple weeks ago, he like threw out the first pitch at the Guardians game where he was supposed to. He's still very much involved.
They were at a Cavs game.
I know. And everyone was like coming after her and him for going to the Cavs game. He's a big Cleveland supporter. Yeah. Like, she was going to support him, who was supporting Cleveland.
Right.
She wasn't in Cavs wear. I got it. I understood.
It's fine. It's fine.
People get really hung up.
Who was your favorite look?
Okay. So I thought that Gigi Hadid looked fantastic. She was in pink.
Oh, pretty.
And she was wearing something from the runway. Wiederhoft, season 25. Hmm. Anyway, she looked great. She was in pink. Like, just lovely. You know, that's just like a lovely. Karlie Kloss was in attendance, which was big news because people didn't know if they were friends or not. I'm going to pull up her look. Hmm.
So that was a big deal. She came, that she was invited, and that also that she attended.
Yeah.
I would like to know the regret. What was the percentage? Like, how many people? And why would you ever regret? Like, was there somebody that couldn't come because they had a family member getting married?
Karlie Kloss.
Oh, pretty.
I thought she looked great.
Very simple.
Very simple. I thought Gigi looked great. A lot of people were coming after Jennifer Lopez, but she was in a high-low dress. I love a high-low dress. I think a high-low dress.
She's going to bring them back.
Is so fun. And I think it's so like party.
Well, actually, I don't know why they ever go out. Who doesn't like a high-low?
You know, like, I feel like we've always liked a high-low.
Yeah.
You know what I also love?
I want to see what it looks like.
I'm scrolling down. Yeah. Let me find it.
Are these alphabetical?
This is from A to Z. So this was alphabetical. Oh, and you know, when I was going off on the Met Gala and I said, get a blowout and wear a black dress and show up and support the art museum, Cindy Crawford and her daughter, Kaia Gerber, had a black dress on with a blowout and they looked lovely.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant was invited and apparently left early. I thought that was hilarious.
I think it's hilarious, but he's also older and he's probably like, I saw enough of this.
Yeah, maybe he had to get somewhere else. That's very Hugh Grant of him. I thought Seems that was like unbrand for him. Yeah. Dakota Johnson was there. She was also in black. A lot of people wore black, which I thought was interesting for the summer. There's somewhere Bradley Cooper. There was a cool paparazzi shot. You know, I love a tux. Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks. I always liked
Elizabeth Banks. Yeah. And I thought this was pretty.
I kind of forgot about her.
Me too. She pops up at random events.
That's a cool dress.
I thought it was a really cool dress. I love royal blue and black together. But I loved everybody just in a tux. I think a tux. Who doesn't love a tux? Everyone looked great in their tuxes.
Yeah.
Ellie Goulding was there. Emma Stone was apparently there. Oh my gosh.
How did he get on the list? That's amazing.
I don't know, but he was there with his wife and she looks super cute. I like her clutch. It has a little sparkly bow on it, and he just seemed really excited to be there.
And I saw clips of him walking to the car or something, and he's just a doll.
I wonder what the connection is there.
Again, I did not understand Adam Sandler being the officiant. They must be close.
I would like, there was two things from the wedding that I would say that I didn't love. Number one, the first one is Adam Sandler. I just don't understand it. I just need someone to explain it.
Yeah.
And then I did not like the font that they used, which I think a lot of people would be in agreement with. Jennifer Lopez.
I'm looking at it. I mean, she's really posing there, so it's hard to see, but it seems pretty basic to me and lovely.
I don't know. I thought it was fine. What I also liked is there was a lot of party dresses. Like Selena Gomez was in, I'm sure it was like Schiaparelli or something, but she was in like a gold sparkly rhinestone dress. I like a rhinestone in the summer as well. I think that's also fun. Yeah. And it was like, it hit her at her ankle. That would be T-length, right?
Yeah.
I love a T-length dress.
That's pretty.
I think a T-length dress is so chic.
You can move easily.
Well, and someone was saying like, I wouldn't wear rhinestones to a wedding, but no one is going to mistake you for the bride. Like, no. I thought it was fun.
Right. Well, I think it's
Buck. Huh, that's funny. And his wife, that he's a announcer. Interesting.
See, that's what's kind of cool.
Aaron Andrews was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How do you even create this list? It was 1,000 people. It seems like it was way more.
And again, a lot of people, like this was taken at the Mark. I want to know where the room block was.
Yeah.
You know, like where is the room block?
Right.
Oh yeah, Kaia Gerber. She went with her mom. They were both in black. Okay. This isn't a good picture, but Trepane is Taylor Swift's publicist, and she was like one of the first people to leave. And I actually really liked her look because it was clear that she was like, you know, I'm a professional. Like I'm one of the
staff. Why was she the first to leave? She had to go do work.
I don't know if she was the first to leave, but I think she was like, it was early on that they were getting pictures of her. Okay. But I liked it because she was like, clearly I'm working this event. Yes. I'm sure she had some sort of task. I'm sure she was exhausted. But I think in a way for her to be understated, she ended up looking really elegant. I saw her walking out and she seemed comfortable. I like gray on redheads. I think that was cool.
Yeah, she looked pretty.
And it was just like tasteful.
How about Taylor's best friend? Claire said she thought she looked really good.
Who's Taylor's best friend?
I don't know, but I think she'll look good. I like how they just did Taylor's brother and Travis's brother.
Abigail Anderson. I think Abby is her best friend. That's right. Oh, yeah. She was like one of the first people in the... Oh, my gosh. I think that she was wearing... Two girls at the wedding were wearing the same dress. That's what it was. All right. That's unfortunate. But you know what? With a thousand people... I could see that happening. But the problem is that's a very distinct dress. That's
very
not just
distinct.
Like a black dress that they're wearing.
No.
That's like a very... I wonder who makes that.
Sorry. That's what Claire was telling me, that she kind of felt bad for her because somebody else had the dress on.
That's unfortunate. I'm sure it didn't ruin their night. I'm sure they still had a great time. But that could have been... It's like in prom. We were in high school and they would like post their dress. Like the girls would post the dress in the Facebook group chat to make sure that no one was repeating it. Like there should have been like a Facebook... There should have been a Dropbox for everyone to submit their
funny.
Looks.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah. but overall, I thought that the wedding... It was... I didn't mind. I mean, I don't know what she wore, so I'm still wondering if we're gonna get like a Vogue exclusive.
My guess is like something.
She's gonna probably just post everything herself because I feel like she likes to own her
own.
She
knows she's got a plan, and I mean, people are just gonna eat it up. I love a Friday night wedding.
Yes.
I think they are, and especially because it was a holiday weekend. She had the rehearsal, and then on Friday night she had the wedding, which gave you still have your weekend. Not that, I mean, it was Taylor's wedding, so you would be there forever. But I do think it allows for continued celebrations.
I agree with that. And then maybe she also did it because I'm sure a lot of these people were flying private. Like, I think maybe Hugh Grant had somewhere to be. Yes. So if you did have something on Saturday, you could fly out easily and still have a July 4th.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the planning was great. And I just can't wait to see what the inside looked like.
I'm very interested to see the inside. There was like one leaked picture, maybe two leaked pictures. Mm. I wonder who did that. Yeah. Also, Blake Lively was not included in the wedding at all, which is so crazy because you know that she is. So Taylor is the godmother to, I think, one of her children.
Well, I mean, I think we kind of thought it wouldn't happen.
I know. And I think it's way worse than we thought because yeah. I could have seen her attending. But
what
then,
was Blake doing? Do you think that Blake was invited and just didn't go?
No.
Or you don't think she was invited?
I've seen a lot of stuff posted where Blake basically threatened Taylor that she was going to release like 10 years of text messages between the two of them if Taylor didn't defend her in some way with her lawsuit, which was obviously just a mess. So I think the bridge has fully been burned.
And what was Blake doing on Friday
probably
night?
Probably crying.
Yeah.
You know that she would have loved to be at that wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, they were best friends.
How many people were devastated? That's what I wonder. Like, devastated that they didn't get invited. Because this is a lot of stars. And people I'm surprised that are famous, but then I wonder what outliers there were that were devastated.
Like Anne Hathaway wasn't there, Zendaya wasn't there, and she was in some bad blood stuff. But there's also like the press for the Odyssey that's going on, and a lot of famous people are in that movie as well. Not that many, like probably 8 or 10. So, I mean, and then obviously we have like the whole Kardashian clan who they just hate. So they were obviously never going to be invited and stuff. But I mean, she really... I feel like if she worked on a project with you or kind of quasi knew you, you were invited. So,
wow. I wonder what did her mom wear?
I know. I want to know what her mom wore and then Donna wore.
Right.
And obviously no bridesmaids. She just had her brother as the man of honor.
And Jason's wife. I'd like to see what she wore.
Oh my gosh. We never got a picture of her.
No.
Huh. What's her name?
I don't know.
I forget. We all know it, but.
How about Jason's kids that get to be there?
I wonder if they were like flower kids girls because they're all children or they're all, children. They're all girls, sorry, or a ring. I don't know if there was like a ring bearer from somebody else. Like,
I don't know, that'd be pretty exciting.
That would be, I mean, I would also be freaking out as the mom if my child was supposed to have a role in this. I would be like, you can't screw up. So
no.
I'm excited to see what comes from this, and I hope she doesn't wait too long to post because I feel like she has momentum. Like, it's already Tuesday. This happened on Friday.
Yeah.
And that still feels like quite a long
time. Are they on a honeymoon?
I don't know. Somebody mentioned the Bahamas, but
I do think it's pretty, I mean, I'm not searching for the information, but it does seem like it's pretty top secret and people are leaving her alone.
I would agree with that. Yeah. It's an interesting way that it's being handled. I feel like we haven't seen that. There was a rumor that Prince William was invited as well, but didn't go because I feel like that maybe wouldn't be a good look to like go over. Wouldn't the taxpayers be paying for him to go over there? You know what I mean? Like, somebody mentioned that. So, but he was just on Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey's podcast.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
they met him.
Yeah. Virtually.
But still.
Yeah. I know, it was super cool. So, all right. That was our little recap on Taylor Swift. And switching gears for a little bit, you have a dinner party coming up this week.
Yes. We have two couples coming over. I'm excited about it. And I was doing a little like menu planning.
Yeah. And what are you making?
Well, I'm planning so far on doing a shrimp and orzo pasta salad. And it has fresh dill. It's an Ina Garten recipe, which I always feel like those are like a no fail.
I heard you listening to a video of
Ina. I did. I was listening to it.
I love her voice.
So I'm trying to think of something like, we're going to eat in the dining room.
Okay.
Because I had been out to lunch with these two girlfriends and they were saying that nobody really uses china that much, but they know that I love to set the table. I'm like, you know what? Instead of going out to dinner, we're coming over to my house and I'm doing a tablescape and it'll be fun. So I'm planning on serving that, and I'm going to do a strawberry and goat cheese appetizer.
Ooh, that sounds really delicious.
Yeah, sounds kind of good. I'm into these crostinis right now. And then I'm going to serve that shrimp and orzo pasta with a watermelon and feta. No feta. Watermelon and arugula salad.
Oh, I love arugula.
Yeah.
Those are great combinations.
Yes, and there's already feta in the shrimp pasta.
Okay.
Now, I'm banking on the fact, I know my friend, I think everyone likes shrimp. I was going to also add a beef tenderloin, but I decided not to.
Beef tenderloin where?
Like sliced and served at room temperature with like a little salsa verde on the side. But I feel like we're going to be fine with the pasta. I'm going to do a crusty bread with it.
Oh my God. This sounds amazing. And then
this watermelon salad. I just think on a hot summer night and yeah. we are inside. I think that'll be good.
Although I could see the men maybe liking That's a beef tenderloin. I see what you mean now. Why you maybe wanted to include it. Yeah, you might want to do that.
And if you don't like, if you're not in the mood for this shrimp, like you, I could then treat the shrimp as a starch. The shrimp and orzo pasta as opposed to the main dish.
I think you need, you know what? I'm rethinking this whole thing. You definitely need the beef tenderloin. Yeah. Because they're not going to.
It's not going to be enough.
It's not going to be enough.
So I'm going to, and I'll make that ahead of time, like a couple hours before and slice it and we'll serve it at room temperature.
Room temperature. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. That sounds amazing.
I think it sounds pretty good. And then my friend Kara, who is a great podcast listener.
Shout out to Kara.
Super follower and friend for years, she sent me, she texted me a recipe that looks really simple. It's adjacent to the lemonade pie that I always make.
Oh, yes. You
mentioned. And I love the lemonade pie because it has pecan sandies on the side. And maybe she said this one is topped with graham crackers. I might actually play around and use the pecan sandies instead.
Oh.
But she makes it, it's lime. It's a lime dessert. Which I kind of like because my tablescape is going to be blue and green.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
And I might make it in, she suggests like you can do it in individual glasses.
Okay, gotcha.
And then maybe some berries. I'll put some berries on the side. So yeah. I might try that.
Yeah.
Because she sent it to me and it looks really yummy. And she said people love it.
Oh, well, okay. Well, this sounds amazing.
Yes. And I love having recipes from friends and people that I know, like it's been vetted.
Yeah, right. Definitely. I think when you're just kind of opening a book and hoping it happens, it's, you know, especially when you're serving it with people over. But I definitely agree. I think when this is a crowd favorite, then we feel a lot better
and
about
again,
it.
And again, I can make it ahead.
Yes. You can make it ahead.
And I might also do that limoncello spritz that you did with Dad.
You should. Oh my God, it's so good and it's so light and fresh.
Yeah, and I think I'll make a pitcher of it and if it's nice weather, we'll eat outside and have the strawberry and goat cheese crostini.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Does that sound good?
This is Thursday?
Thursday night.
Oh my gosh.
I love a Thursday night event.
You do love a Thursday night event. Mm-hmm. My favorite is still always a Friday night.
Well, I do love Friday. But if I'm hosting, I really don't mind a Thursday night.
Yes.
Because
you like then weeknight.
You just roll right into the weekend.
Weeknight events, for sure.
I don't mind them. Now that like you guys aren't in school or I'm not in charge of homework or anything like that, I don't mind it.
And in the summer, like every night's a party.
It is.
So
it is. It is.
Totally. Well, I'm going to definitely like be documenting and doing another little series when she hosts and, you know, sharing the recipes and stuff. So definitely keep an eye out for that.
Yes. And I was working yesterday on the tablescape and my dining room is tricky because it is a long table and there's six of us. So I think I'm going to center the six of us in the middle and then on either end do something as well, flowers.
That makes
something.
Sense. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It is a big table, but I feel like you work it so you're able to keep it intimate.
Yes.
So, well, that's exciting. We will keep you all up to date and abreast on the situation and let you know how the dessert goes and make sure that it's divine and then share some recipes. So I think that's our show for today. Thank you all so much for joining us for this little catch up. We hope you enjoyed and we hope you had a wonderful weekend and are just enjoying July with all of the trips and travel and fun and birthdays and weddings and everything in between. It's all so fabulous. So thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Anne, for joining us this week.
Of course. My pleasure.
And we will be back for another episode of Bows and Company. And I hope you all have a great day. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.